next presentation is IKEA's strategy for plant-based product development. Country Food Manager of IKEA Japan, Mr. Kiyoshi Sagawa. Mr. Sagawa, please.
Thank you. Do you hear me? May I start my presentation? Yes. Thank you for your introduction. I am a Country Food Manager of IKEA Japan, KK, Kiyoshi Sagawa, in charge of the food division of IKEA. Today, my presentation title is A Plant Bowl for Meat Lovers, especially for meat lovers, how we want to recommend plant bowls and how we are promoting it to our customers. I would like to share with you my experience. Before we begin, I would like to explain about IKEA, our history and our activity on sustainability and what kind of actions we're taking for food I would like to talk to you about. Maybe some of you may know IKEA was established in 1943, about 80 years ago, in Älmhult, Sweden, a country village, a very small country village, by Ingvar Kamprad, a very wonderful founder. He was the founder in Älmhult, and it leads us to where we stand today. The vision of IKEA is as written, I'm sorry it's in English, but to create a better everyday for the many people. Which means we would like to provide a better life for all people. So when Kamprad expanded IKEA, he wanted to expand it to more and more people with lower price so that everyone will be able to have a better comfortable living, and that lead us to today's IKEA's vision. We take importance in our values, and by sharing our values, we think IKEA's culture will also be built. To share our values, it's of course about our staffs, what we call as co-workers. Sharing values as co-workers are important, but not only that, it is extremely important for us to share with our customers and our suppliers, our business partners. By sharing the values throughout all members, everyone who's connected through IKEA, if we can share these values, we will be able to achieve the vision. That is the culture we hold in IKEA. There are many values we hold, but especially what's related to plant-based would be the second one on the top, caring for people and planet. This is one value that we want to share with everyone. And other than that, of course, there's togetherness, cost consciousness, simplicity, renew and improve, difference with a meaning, give and take responsibility, lead by example. These are the values we try to share with our co-workers, customers, suppliers, and partners. What we take most importance now as IKEA is how many customers can we make happy? How many happy customers can we create? That is one big goal for us, and we are trying to improve day by day. Other than that, based on the business value, we want to create happy customers, and not only that, we want to become a meaningful place for our co-workers too. That is the challenge that we hold as IKEA. So the business part and also the human resources part, both of it based on these important values shared and the policies we are trying to go forward. And we are trying to stick to the basic principle that we want to provide a better life for everyone. For IKEA, we have three main points. There are dilemmas, but there are things that we want to move forward. Number one is affordability, which means to more people, we want to provide affordable products. Number two, as you can see on the screen, it's accessibility. Other than Japan too, Our locations are quite far from the city, the urban parts, but we want to create a touch point with more and more consumers inside the city. And thirdly, people with planet. I would like to talk about it later too, but how much we can be environmentally friendly and at the same time work on our business. We want to solve the dilemmas around these topics, and that is the grand strategy we hold as Global IKEA. IKEA Japan, what we are trying to move forward is create a new world of IKEA in city. So we are having more and more stores open in Tokyo. The first shop was in Harajuku 2020. So we have a picture on the left bottom. We are providing a new wrap a sandwich, and also plant-based ice cream and plant balls, a tasty type of food product. And food product development, more than 50%, we are creating it in Japan and providing it in the Harajuku store. And Shibuya was opened November 2020. On the first floor, we have hot dogs. Our hot dogs are famous in our IKEA, but we have this shop in first on the first floor, but this is solely by vegetable made. Of course, soybeans included. So no sausages or meat sausages, but all of them plant. And we have many kinds of hot dogs, 11 or so. And on the seventh floor, we opened a restaurant 2021 April. Here too, plant-based dedicated. So plant-based ice cream and plant balls. Also in IKEA, salmons, MSC certified sustainable salmons are used. That is why seafood, especially focusing on salmon, we are providing it in this restaurant here. The newest store is 2021 May, Shinjuku. Here, right bottom, you can see a bluish ice cream. This is also plant-based, no milk used. And also, like Tsum Roll, the wrap sandwich, and the plant ball and sandwiches, excuse me, salmons we also have. But here, we only have takeaways, and we can provide it in the amount that they wish. So no fixed amount, but you can see how many grams you want to buy. That is how we are trying to decrease the amount of food discarded. And one important pillar of these urban city shops, how much penetration we can bring to the people regarding plant-based food. That's one target. And also for younger generation, people in the 20s, they have high antennas, keenly interested in sustainability. So how many customers can we touch and contact through our plant-based products? We think that this can be an entry point for our new customers. So coming in from food and then leading them to purchase furniture. So I think this is one big opportunity, a trigger, and that is why we have been really focusing on plant-based products. And it's 60 million euros. So in Japanese yen, maybe about 1.6 billion yen. We hear that there is a media value, which means our plant-based products were really focused by the media. And media, we receive lots of interviews and coverage. It also shows that the consumers are highly interested in plant-based products. And about our strategy, like Funabashi and Tachikawa Kohoku stores, there are 16% out of 324 products, 16% are plant-based. And for City Shop, we have about 278 products, but out of that, 39% of it are already plant-based products. And going forward, we want to exceed, we want to reach 50% by 2025. In our company, we call top seller the really highly selling products in our company called Hero Products. The hero items at City Shop are mainly plant-based, like ice cream, veggie hot dog, and the wrap sandwich, thin rolled plant-based products. These are highly received and appreciated by Tokyo customers.
So that's all about the city shops to improve accessibility and have food staffs making contribution to the accessibility. So now I'd like to talk about people and the planet and the positive and what is our strategy going forward. Within IKEA, since around 5 years ago, we've been talking about people, planet and the positive as a strategy. And from different perspectives, we are working on sustainability. By 2030, we have an ambition to become climate positive. So we'll be environment friendly for our products as well as for our shops. And this will contribute to the growth of the company. And this is a big commitment we have made. So apart from food, what I can talk about is this one. And in Japan, city shops are not 100% renewable, but all of these suburban shops are consuming the energy they produce. Most of those stores have solar energy panels on top of the roofs. And this is still not 100% yet either, but we've started that for delivery trucks of IKEA. We have EV trucks available. By 2030 or 2025, even we would like to have 100% EV energized or powered trucks. So this is another target for IKEA all around the world and also for Japan. There are other wonderful things we have been doing. Cottons, furniture recycling, and people discarding furniture and just replacing them with new ones, and that is something that we are trying to avoid. All of these things we are doing. But let's once again talk about food. We have Food Matters for people, for planet, and for IKEA. Because food can be a solution for many different challenges, and we are passionate about that. And all of the co-workers across the world is implementing this strategy. So talking about the people and the planet, but before that, I'd like to talk about IKEA food a little bit. The first store back in 1943, we were founded back in 1943, but the first store was established in 1985, and 6 years later, IKEA Food was already produced. So it has a lot of history already. Our founder, Ingvar Kamprad, said that it's tough to do business with hungry stomachs. A lot of people come to our stores, but if they are hungry and they have to go out of the store, they may never come back to the store. And if that is the case, why don't we have a restaurant within the store? So that is the beginning of this idea. So we were founded in 1943, and we were first the mail order store. The first store was established in 1958. And in this history, food has been a very important element of our business to support our business. And since around 2015, we launched the sustainability food initiatives in full-fledged and a veggie bowl that's different from meatball were introduced. And at the beginning, we didn't have plant-based ice. We had frozen yogurt. And then in this history, we went through trial and error. And in 2019, finally replacing meat, we came up with plant-based products. And vegetables have been loved by our customers, but then the texture is different from that of meat. That's the feedback we received from many customers. So we wanted to develop something that can be loved by meat eaters as well. And it took about 4 to 5 years. But in 2019 in Europe and in 2020 in Asia, including Japan, we introduced plant bowl products. So IKEA Food, as I said, has been a service we have been offering. But in the past 5 years, or since around 2015, the IKEA Food is side by side with home furnishing. So it's a part of our business already, and it has to be sustainable as a business. So in the past, it was in the red ink as a business, but right now the food is already profitable. So it's a business on its own. And then together with home furnishing, I do hope that we will have the same level of revenue for the food business as well. That's our outlook. So IKEA Japan, in Japan, 10% of the revenue actually comes from the food business in Japan. And across the world, it's around 5%. Right now it's coming down because of COVID-19. Before COVID-19, it's 5% globally, but here in Japan, IKEA Food is very much beloved. So since 1985, IKEA introduced this hot dog, so cheap, 80 yen in Japan, with their toppings, 100 yen. So this was the beginning. And veggie dogs. We wanted to make it a big iconic product. Although the business started with hot dogs, in order to achieve people planet positive, valuable but affordable product, we wanted to grow that into such a representative product of IKEA. When it comes to IKEA, it is veggie dogs. So that is something that we have as a vision for sustainability, and that is our strategy right now. So plant-based products compared to animal-based products, they can be cheaper, and that's what we can do to offer a plant-based product cheaper than usual meatballs. Meatballs are 599 yen right now, but plant balls are 499 yen, and veggie balls are 399 yen. Talking about plant balls, I don't know if you know this, but plant balls, compared to conventional meatballs, have only 4% of the CO2 emissions. So the footprint is only 4% compared to the conventional meatballs. And just a year ago, back in September, those plant balls were introduced here in Japan, and we have gone through a lot of learnings, and two months after the launch, we were able to generate 200 million yen revenue with the plant balls. We did survey into customers, why did you choose plant balls? And many of the customers said, because it looked delicious and tasty. And many of them said, because it looks healthy. And then the price being very affordable. And a smaller portion of the customers also said that because it is environmentally friendly. So of course, it has to be tasty and delicious, and also cost and health are important elements. And the launch of the plant balls, Japan is one of the countries where we have been very successful. So what's been successful? What are the elements? It's thanks to co-workers. So engagement with co-workers has been the key. They are the ambassadors for us, from one co-worker to another co-worker, and from a co-worker to a customer, to communicate this wonderful product. This is a very important element. So many different people being engaged to communicate why is it that this is good for the planet, and this is good for us, and this is also good for our purse. That is a very important element of the engagement, to communicate such points. And of course, we've had a lot of PR activities. And dear Rachel, who is a very important chef in the UK, we had collaboration with this person, and we had a lot of exposure in the media. And thanks to that, in 2 months from the beginning, we were able to reduce CO2 emissions by 266 tons, and this powered 183 homes. And we were able to fly around the world 41 times. That is the equivalent of the CO2 emissions we were able to achieve. After the development of the plant balls, In the past 1 year, we've been really working in earnest on plant-based food. 299 yen plant-based curry and cutlet curry, that is all fully plant-based as well. And we've had plant-based fairs twice a year, plant-based lasagna, and also crab pizza. That is a very important part of the food culture in Sweden. We have also bistro, and it's the same in bistro, veggie dogs with the lettuce being developed, and kima curry, veggie dogs being developed, and also plant ramen. So this is all plant cup noodles that's been developed by us as well. In the past 1 year and the year before, 68 products was the number of products, but right now it's grown to 138, all plant-based. And in the past year, at the beginning, it was only 3.3% revenue being generated out of plant-based products, but right now it's grown to 15.5%. So compared to the revenue growth, that is on average 170%.
I'm sorry, it was in English, but throughout the year, I said 280 tons in 2 months, but in a year, we are able to save CO2 for 1,022 tons, and that is enough to power 681 homes for a year. Or to fly around the world 160 times. That's the amount of carbon CO2 we were able to reduce. So I'm very proud of our team, and we want to continue our strategy and our actions, engagement with customers and co-workers. As a result of that, we will be able to share our values and create a culture. I want to continue this. I think we are receiving more customers in Japan to IKEA. This number is quite equivalent to the visitors of Tokyo Disneyland. So all these customers coming to IKEA, for example, half of them, for example, the customers who come to IKEA 3 times a year, even once if they choose plant-based food, that means 1/3 of the customers. It would be the same as receiving a vegan or vegetarian customer if they try to eat plant-based at IKEA. So many customers, they don't eat plant-based food all the time. Our target is not the vegan vegetarians only, but even meat lovers. If they visit IKEA 4 times, maybe half the time, 2 times, to try to eat plant-based food, then they can be a vegetarian or vegan at least half of their visits. So how much it can be accepted, that is something we want to work on even further. When I met with the founder, Ingvar Kamprad, he gave me a message like this. When developing products, we shouldn't fear failure, because that's the enemy of development. We shouldn't fear any failure, but by continuing the effort, that will lead to success. And his number one thing in the textbook is a failure. With that failure being his textbook, he was able to succeed. That is why plant-based food, I think that awareness is still low in the Japanese market, but I do not want to fear failure, but want to create new products into the future. That is my presentation. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Sagawa.